Almost a decade ago, this was the story that kept dominating the news.
Well, returning now to our top story, the outrage in the Muslim world over caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad.
Those caricatures of Muhammad, you'll remember, were first published by the Danish newspaper Jyllandsposten, or the Jutland's Post. The drawings sparked violent demonstrations by Muslims in various parts of the globe. Many people died, and Denmark's embassies were attacked in several countries. Fleming Rose was the editor at the Danish newspaper who commissioned the cartoons. He's written about the experience in a new book called The Tyranny of Silence.
The sense of being offended is always in the eye of the beholder. There's no such thing as an image that is offensive in and by itself. And if you look out through, you know, the history of images, if you take Edouard Manet, the big French artist's paintings of Olympia or lunch on the green grass that now are in the Dossier in Paris, they are perceived as masterpieces of world art that is not causing offense to anyone. But when they were first exhibited in 1863 in Paris, some of these spectators wanted to jump over the fence and destroy them because they found them offensive. So the sense of being offended, it changes from culture to culture, and it changes from one time to another.
It's true, but it's also the case that 2005 is a long way from when that painting was painted. And I think what you obviously encountered was the role of the internet. And anything posted is distributed worldwide. It's a very different environment. I guess I wanted to also say that, you know, not all of mainstream Denmark was behind the publishing of these cartoons. I mean, many Danes saw what Jyllandsposten did as a provocation that really turned Denmark into a target. How do you respond to that?
No, it's a fair debate. And I would say that if you go back to, you know, the height of the crisis and today, the mood in Denmark has changed in the sense that more people today support the point of view of Jyllandsposten and me than in 2006.
How do you measure that?
Well, I explain this because it's very clear that we have, you know, cartoon crises almost every week now in the world. This has become part of our daily life that we have these kind of, I call it, insult fundamentalism, and it has not only to do with Islam, it's the same with Hindu nationalism in India, the Russian Orthodox Church. This sense of insisting on new limitations on free speech, it has come a worldwide trend, and I think that's part of the reason that more people today understand that this was just not an isolated case.
Now, I have to ask, you know, after the publishing of the cartoons and Kurt Westergaard's in particular, he was the target of two murder attempts, you know, the second one in 2010 when a Somali man actually entered his home with an axe and a knife. He has all sorts of security in his house. How has your own life been affected?
I do not live with bodyguards around the clock like Kurt Westergaard, but that's because I've just been more careful exposing myself in the public. But of course, it has changed my life. It's not pleasant to be called a racist or even Nazi by people with whom you might sympathize on other issues.
Do you think you made the right decision to publish those cartoons in 2005?
From the point of view of an editorial decision, I think it was right. I mean, this is one of the most important debates we have had in Denmark and even in Europe for the past 10 years. What I don't like, of course, is that Danish businesses lost markets. I'm sorry for that. But the cartoons, what they represent, was perfectly in accordance with my, you know, fundamental enlightenment values, equality, freedom.
Would you do it again?
I mean, you know, many people ask me that question, but we know from history that if you give in to intimidation, you will not get less intimidation, you will just get more intimidation because you show other people that it works. On the other hand, because of what followed, I think a lot of people will find me pretty crazy if I would do it again. So it may be difficult to answer.
Fleming Rose is the author of The Tyranny of Silence, How One Cartoon Ignited a Global Debate on the Future of Free Speech. And that's about his decision to publish the Muhammad cartoons in 2005. Fleming Rose, thank you very much.
My pleasure.